it was a smallish ground, and it became very much, you knew the people who were there, you saw the people, you heard the people, you know, yet everything went on. I mean, the pavilion was at one end behind the big white wall, and then the members sat, and then the pavilion came up all done out in green and white, and the committee would sit on one area of the room, there'd be a further area where the press were, there was a top area which was the bar and the dining areas and everything. And in those days you used to play the day's cricket and then we'd get back to the dressing room, we'd have a drink waiting for us and we'd just chat for 20 minutes, half an hour max, about the day's play and about what we'd seen, or we wanted to raise any question, or we wanted to query with anyone. And then somebody would say, half an hour's gone, that's it. And cricket was banned, and you got yourselves ready. And then we went into the bar, where, this is of course before drink driving, you know, some of us are getting on with age now, but it was, you know, before drink driving, and the members were in there. And they didn't go, you know, many of them, you could be there till 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. And you'd go in and one day you'd not had the best day. And, well, they didn't bowl so well today, Copey, you know, and you'd get a bit stick and, you know, you'd have a word. And then you'd come away with 5-4 and you'd won a game and, well bowled, Jeff, you know, and all of a sudden you're the, you know, they're the prodigal son and they welcomed you all. But the game, and that was a relation where the players and the members particularly linked together, and you tended to get to know everybody.